This project was something that's close to your heart, I would think, as well. It's called the Science Experiments in Space, or SEASP project, and it's a copy of the NASA. Well, it works with NASA. We spent a lot of time negotiating with NASA about us getting the rights to it. Does anyone know what gas cans are? Gas projects, all right? Well, this is a smaller scale version than that. I'm not too sure politically what happened to gas cans, other than I think that perhaps the cost was a bit too much. And this was partly our problem too. Right through the advertising, there's one of the adverts that went to schools. Response was really good. Something like 700 Australian schools actually faxed back and said they'd go in, they wanted more information about this project, which is a quite incredible number. Basically, once they replied, I think they had to send $5 or $10, it was hardly worth the writing the check, in my opinion. But once they did that, we sent them a little cardboard cutout of the size. And it's a bit... Does anyone know exactly what I'm talking about in these areas? But they're like a sector of a... Yeah, they're a semicircle. And it's about... It looks like a fruit box. And there are rules about what can go in, whether technically correct, and Mike Petkovic, has anyone heard of Mike Petkovic? Anyway, from CSIRO in COSA in Canberra, was our technical officer, and the guidelines were issued to schools. For the $5, they got a sample mock-up and some rules and closing dates and things like that. And it was pretty rushed. I think that's the problem. The school's got lots of things to do, and everyone's offering every sort of project in the world. The Institute of Engineers, of course, have their space essay, and that's another one that sort of suffers, I think, with a flood of other alternative projects which are more exciting than writing essays, which nobody does. And this is what happened, and entries come in from every state. There was a judging held recently. To coincide with that, we brought in a man called Scott Parazynski, who just returned from MIA. He just happened to be available. He was on his way back to the United States. He had roughly the same treatment here in France, because one of the astronauts on the mission was an important person from Paris. He just come from Paris, where he'd been a ticker tape parade and meeting the president and stuff, and we met him in Sydney Airport and put him on a bus and sort of said, come on, let's come with us. But anyway, Scott was really good. We had a nice presentation. We also went into South Australia, and he did actually come to Melbourne, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. He did do a talk in Melbourne for us. We brought him out, and we announced the winners of this SEASP project. The problem is the backlog. You know, we can't guarantee anything. I mean, we've got a guarantee that Pamela Melroy, who's one of the people, one of the astronauts, she's to fly. Is she the pilot or something? Anyway, she is a pilot. She has some sort of important position on one of the missions next year, on the shuttle missions, and she's sort of guaranteed us that she'll slip some of the projects in to the on board. But that's sort of unofficial, because of these projects, even though we've selected what we thought was the winning idea, it was actually to test light bulbs to do with incandescent light bulbs versus... No, it's not neon. There's an alternate light source. Anyway, I'm not too sure what it was, but they looked it up on the internet, and they checked, and basically the experiment was just to investigate which light bulb actually does work better, and technically it'll work in the box, the space that they've got, and it'll work by itself, etc. It meets all the conditions, but it might never fly, because you've got to be in the right place at the right time to get on there. But we have at least a guarantee from NASA that this will work. It's just to keep the ideas going. It's something like Dreaming in Space, it's called. As you probably know, making payloads, etc., to fly is probably time-consuming. It needs technical advice and a lot of supervision. Dreaming in Space is meant to be even younger, even a more elementary, kindergarten, even early primary school, where basically they can just do a painting or an artwork. There are set dimensions for it. And this is the one that Pamela said she will definitely take and hold up on the mission. The Dreaming in Space hasn't been launched yet in terms of public knowledge. We're trying to work out when to launch it and if we can do it, and we don't want to get cost a fortune to, if all these projects cost us more money than we get out of it, of course. Dreaming in Space is meant to be just an artwork with just a simple description underneath of what it is. And it's meant to be simple, quick, something that schools can handle, include in their program if they wish to, and return it. But it's similar to the CEES program, similar aims, slightly younger people, less technical. The winner of the CEES project was actually from a New South Wales school and what we call a technology high school, which is a school where there's a lot more computing and technology being taught and emphasised because of the government priority there. And it's actually the pin-up school for the government's plan to have technology high schools there. Their presentation was excellent, but it is still a big gap in between there and there. And the last thing I know, somebody else said, preaching to the converted. I'm sure everyone's got their checkbooks here, so I just... We have, just like everybody else, have to try and find sponsors for projects. Any of these projects are available basically to corporations or whatever who want to put their little tag and logo on something. But there is a sponsorship booklet, which if you're interested at all, if you know anybody who might be interested, this is a sample down here. I think this one is, someone's worked it out to be $3,000, whoever the advisor is for this, to be included in, to help run the Australian International Space School. But basically, everyone's in the same boat in this room, I'm sure. We've got lots of good projects going right from, say, senior high school right down to kindergarten and right through Australia, and a lot of inquiries that we can hardly cope with. So I'll leave it at that. If anyone has any questions about what we've done or anything else, please ask. Well, thanks very much for your time, and I guess I'll be around, and anyone who wants to talk about it or take one of those books, thanks very much.